こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 85. Today in this episode, we will learn about んです and のです。Now let's go. Plain form plus んです or plain form plus のです are used at the end of the sentence. It is commonly used in a conversation. The first usage.This is used when you ask a question. So for example, where are you going? We can say, どこへ行きますか? However, this is too formal. In a conversation, we will normally use plain form plus んですか? So, 行きます, we will change this into plain form, which is 行く. So,どこへ行くんですか?どこへ行くんですか? This means, where are you going? Why were you late? To be late is 遅れます。So past tense is 遅れました。Plain form will be 他 form. So 遅れた。遅れた。And then we will put together with んですか?
どうして遅れたんですか?どうして遅れたんですか?
This means, why were you late? What are you doing? To do something is,
します。
When you want to say you're doing something, we will change this into て form and put together with います。
しています。しています。
So, plain form will be,
している。している。何をしているんですか?何をしているんですか?
This means, what are you doing? So as you can see, んですか is normally used together with an interrogative word, such as
誰
who
何
what
どこ
where
いつ
when
どうして
why?etc. The second usage is, this is used when you want to talk about your reason. It is used when the speaker is going to do something and the speaker explains the situations which are not expressed in words. So, for example, if someone asks you,
どうして遅れたんですか?どうして遅れたんですか?
Why were you late?You can answer to this question by using んです。So for example, if you want to say, because the bus didn't come. To come is
来ます。
Didn't come is 来ませんでした。Plain form is
来なかった。
So,
バスが来なかったんです。バスが来なかったんです。
This means, because the bus didn't come. In order to say because, we have から. So this expression is same as
バスが来なかったですから。バスが来なかったですから。
When you change this to んです, it already implies the meaning of から, because. If you want to say because it was raining. To rain is
雨が降ります。
It was raining, so we will change this into て form and put together with います。
雨が降っています。
And then this is past tense, so we will change this into
雨が降っていました。
And then the plain form will be
雨が降っていた。
We will put together with んです。
雨が降っていたんです。雨が降っていたんです。
This means because it was raining. Because I lost my key. Key is
鍵。鍵。
To lose something is
なくします。なくします。
So, past tense is
なくしました。
Plain form will be
なくした。なくした。
So,
鍵をなくしたんです。鍵をなくしたんです。
This means because I lost my key. The third usage is, ndesu is used to emphasize the meaning of the sentence. It often comes together with emphasize adverbs such as 本当に, really, とても, very, etc. So for example, this apple is really delicious. Apple is リンゴ. Delicious is おいしい. So we will put together with ndesu.
このリンゴは本当に美味しいんです。このリンゴは本当に美味しいんです。
This exam is very difficult. Exam is test, test. Difficult is 難しい、難しい。So we will put together with んです in order to emphasize.
このテストはとても難しいんです。このテストはとても難しいんです。
The fourth usage. This is used for interpretation. So, ndesu is used to interpret or confirmation of what the listener said. So, let's say someone was saying,
外国に住んでいました。外国に住んでいました。
外国 is foreign country.
住みます is to live. 住んでいました
is I was living. So we can use ndesu in order to confirm what the listener said. So we can repeat the same sentence by using ndesu.
ああ、外国に住んでいたんですね。ああ、外国に住んでいたんですね。
So this means, oh, I see, you were living abroad. So this is a confirmation, just repeating what the listener said. Another example is, someone is saying,
今週はたくさん仕事がありました。今週はたくさん仕事がありました。
今週 is this week.
仕事 is work. たくさんありました。
There were many. So there were many work today.So here we can interpret what the listener said, and we can say,
ああ、今週は忙しいんですね。ああ、今週は忙しいんですね。
忙しい is busy. So this means, oh, I see, you're busy this week. So in this case, we are interpreting what the listener said. The fifth usage is,ndesu is used when you want to make a request. It is used when the speaker would like to make a request or before the speaker make request. So for example, excuse me, I would like you to take that cup. Excuse me is
すみません.
That cup.
そのコップ.
I want you to take is
te form plus 欲しいです.
So,
とってほしいです。とってほしいです
is I want you to take. And since this is a request, we will end the sentence by using
んですが。
So,
すみません。そのコップをとってほしいんですが。すみません。そのコップをとってほしいんですが。
So when you want to make a request, the end part will be
んですが。
Another example is, excuse me, I would like to go to Tokyo Tower. Tokyo Tower is
東京タワー。
I want to go is
行きたいです。
And then we will change the last part into んですが。
すみません。東京タワーに行きたいんですが、すみません。東京タワーに行きたいんですが。
So in this case, we're just saying that I would like to go to Tokyo Tower. But it already includes the nuance, so please tell me how to go. So in Japanese sentence, we don't necessarily have to say the whole sentence. So you can just cut in the middle by saying
んですが。
And then the rest, we will understand. So we have learned the five usages of how to use んです and のです。So んです and のです is interchangeable. However, のです is a bit more polite. The first usage is when you want to ask a question. The second usage is when you want to talk about the reason. The third usage is when you want to emphasize something.The fourth usage is when you want to interpret or confirm what the listener said. And the fifth usage is when you want to make a request. This is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。